Friends, it is my distinct pleasure to address you this afternoon. I'm gratified to see so many rabbis and professionals take time out from their busy schedule in order to attend shiurim given by the Rosh HaYeshiva. Because the reign of Geirus is so vital, it is imperative to be aware of all the various nuances of the subject. The reign of Geirus itself I will not discuss, because kvodoshu be'rabim. Rather, I have chosen an Indian which is heavily dependent upon the concept of Geirus, but not widely known. The subject of my shiur is Geir Teshuv. The question is, what is Geir Teshuv? And how do we define a Geir Teshuv conceptually? There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raibet, Perek Yudalet Iches Isur Biya Alocha Ches. The Rambam says, Ei mikabim ger teshov elo bizman shayivu neig. Abo bizman haze, afili kibu alo kol atere kulo, chutz midigduk echot, ei mikabim neze. So the Rambam Shiti, and there's no Gertation Bismanazeh. As a matter of fact, the Rambam bases on the Gemara in Eichen, the Prophetess of Medarev. The Gemara learns out Gertation from Evidiver. By Evidiver it's written Ki Tevle Yimoch, and by Gertation it's written Ba Tevle Eloi Tenenu. Here it's written Ki Tov, and by Teshuv it's written Ki Tov. And as by Evidiver is the Alochi only with Mansha Yivneik, so the same thing we learn out, Ger Teshuv from every Divri. As every Divri is Dafki Vzmasha Yivneik, or Vzmasha Yivneik, and there's no Aloch from every Divri. The same thing by Ger Teshuv, says the Rambam, because of the Gzir Shobet Tev, as Vzmasha Yina Yivneik, Vzman Azeh, there's no Aloch from Ger Teshuv. The Raivet is Chelek. The Raivet hold אפילו בזמן הזה, even בזמן שאין היווניק, there is a lochi from Geir Teshuv. We'll discuss what is Geir Teshuv soon. I, the Gemara says, דווקא בזמן שהיווניק, so the Rav says, the dinim from היווניק is not chal, but Geir Teshuv, only בזמן שהיווניק. You learn later, Mashiach, the halacha, for example, lachyisi, to save his life, or the halacha, can you place him in bayoros mikofes chaimo, or in shalayim? The dinim from a yevuneik is not chal on Geir Teshuv, but otherwise, the rabbi says, even bizman hazeh, even bizman shein a yevuneik, we mikabim Geir Teshuv. So you have a basic machleke between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says that after Bisman Shahibone, over Bisman Azeh, there's no a mikabim Geir Teshuv. And the Ravid holds after Bisman Azeh is also you mikabim Geir Teshuv.
What is that? Yom Noheg? What's the word? What's
Noheg?
Bisman?
A mikabim Geir Teshuv elo Bisman Shahibone.
Oh, Yom Noheg. Okay.
Noheg. You can ask questions. Whatever, I'm well prepared. I tell it to my boys, my students, if they don't question, means they don't understand. Right?
Right.
It's a long drive here. Okay, now we'll bring the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You just came on time. I'm discussing the Alochi from Geir Teshuv and what is Geir Teshuv. Rabbonim are always occupied, you know, with Gerus. You know, Gerus actually has to do with Mili and Tviri, about Smithers. Agateshus are feel Leimol, for Leitova. There is a lot of Agateshus. There are a lot of Kabbalah Smithers and Agateshus. What is Agateshus? So we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samar Daled Amud Beis, a machlekes between Rav Meir, Chachomim, and the Acherim. Rav Meir imer eize ger teishov, ko she kibolo bifnei gimu chaver shel elav ed Avodah Zarah. If he accept upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, that is a ger teishov. Chachomim, the Chachomim say, Ko shekibol of Sheva mitzvah shekibol aleim bnei Neach. You know that bnei Neach has Sheva mitzvah, Gilarai, Shechadomi, Menachai, Gzeri, Eno, and so forth. Sheva mitzvah bnei Neach. If the Gerteshu is mikabu the Sheva mitzvah of bnei Neach, that is Gerteshu. Acherin Emrim, they go further. Acherin Emrim, Eze Gerteshu, Ze geir eichon neveles shekibol of likayim ko mitzvahs amurim batero chutz miisa neveles. I don't know if ko mitzvahs amurim batero, but the Gemara says chapel also the mitzvahs shenistavu min neach chutz miisa neveles. Taisa doesn't say akochem odoch line aner rameya. See? To Pollock Aleo, because Rameya, what you say is this is, says no. That's not usually Achim, he's Rameya, but this Achim is not Rameya, because Rameya is in company with Achim. Rameya says, Koshi Kibo Shalei Lavi Davizori, this is a Gerteshus. And Chachom says that Koshi Kibo, Komisus Amu Vater, Chut Misa Neveres. So therefore, says it, we have to say that the Achim here is not Rameya. The chaimot sinus of this become a king is a chirim b'machlek is Yisra Meir. So that was Tesis.
But he said stand that if probably he's Miskamin and the Ashev Mitzvahs from Neinoach also, but if it's Chutz Min Nevelis,
Chutz Min Nevelis.
They're not Chutz Min Nevelis.
That's right. Chutz Min Yisra Nevelis, correct.
So therefore when they say Kol Mitzvah Shevetor, it must mean more than
More than Sheikh Chutz Miser, and culture, he's a Neveles, they do it.
No, I'm used to
it. Agateshu is
Neveles. If I heard correctly, you said that Kohen Achayrim, that
Kohen Mitzvah Shevetorah, Kohen
Mitzvah Shevetorah, Kohen Mitzvah
Shevetorah. I think so.
Yeah, but if he says Chutz Min Neveles, that's not that.
Chutz Miser, you're allowed to eat Neveles, like a
Ben Noach.
Like a Ben Noach.
But if it says Chutz Min Neveles, it implies that Kol Mitzvah Shevetorah means more than Shevetorah.
Maybe.
It should encompass Neveles?
Maybe. What is Kol Mitzvah? What does it mean, Kol Mitzvah?
Well, Mitzvah.
Kol Mitzvah, a Ben Noach. Where do you find that?
No, it doesn't say
Ben Noach. We do find in the Rashi in Beit Shiddah Chof Zayin, there's a Gemara in Beit Shiddah, as a matter of fact, as a Bedeish of Maim, is a Gerteish of is a Gerteshus has punishment, and in the essence becomes a Tayak Mitzvah. We do find a Gemara in Beit Shiddah Tezayin that in Enish B'dishamayim they are responsible. So maybe there is a derech what you say. Otherwise, what is the machleket between the Chachomim and the Acherim? You know, Acherim like the Chachomim. So we say there are more. Maybe as we go on, we will see. But my question is here something else. You will note that all three use the Loshon Mikabo. What is the significance of Kabbalah with regard to Gerteshus? What is Kabbalah Meisiv? Why does it have to be with Negimu Chaverim? Where do you find Kabbalah? What does Kabbalah mean? And why do you need Bifnei Gimu Chaverim? Agateshus, as we don't know no, we don't know yet what definition of gateshul. If a gateshul is a venir, the chmuza are shev mitzvahs, why do you need kabbalah? What is the significance of kabbalah? Automatically is muzer.
Right.
So what do you need kabbalah?
Maybe it's an act.
Are you following me?
I like
that state.
Yeah.
Okay. Der itvo imakes zartes. You know, I have the derech like before. Your eye taught. I'm well prepared. I can tell you everything. But in order to be secure, you know, you shouldn't catch me what you want to erase the question. So I wrote out everything. What is necessary, but the shir is well prepared. I am prepared for 100 people, maybe more. Entire shir, middle shir. But they didn't show up. The alumni didn't show up. Don't take this. And then
you said the many rabbis,
Mir Rabbi Shnayim. That's it. Yeah. The Ritvoi Makis says, Gimul Ishenes Nemo Bikusi. Misa Akum. What are they? Gerteshov, Beneach, and Kusi. A Gerteshov says, I'm quoting the Ritvoi. Gerteshov is the one who is Mikabu Bifne Bezen Yisroel, that means Gimul Haverim. And he is mitzuve ve'ese. I emphasize, mitzuve ve'ese. He is obligated to perform the mitzvah. Commanded to do the mitzvah. This is obligation. We, in turn, are obligated, says the Gemara in Avizore, le'achyese, to save his life in time of peril. This is definition of obligation. The Ritvoi says, Imakis. A Beneach, on the other hand, is one who is Mikayim HaMitzvos Al Atzmei. Therefore, is not Mitzuve Veise. And we are not responsible for his welfare. Finally, a Kusi is Eini Zoyer Lekayim HaMitzvos. You know, Kusi is a different subject. What is a Kusi? Kusi Gerembes, Kusi Gerayos. He says Eini Zoyer Lekayim HaMitzvos. Kusim believe, you know, the Shemrein and the Kusim, they believe in Tirosh of Iksav only, you know, in the written law, not in Tirosh of Pape. Although the Machleki, the more says, Arve Kusim, Medadik, Yisim, Yisroyim, Sreit, Mitzvah. But the Ritual gives a definition, Eini Zoyer Lekayim HaMitzvah. But I'm not speaking about Kusi. I'm speaking about Gerteshov and Benoach. The retort definition of a Benoach is based on the Gemori bo bikamer lamet ches medal. This I want you to understand. So I'm asking a very strong kashi on this Gemara. The Gemori lamet ches says there is a posing Chavakuk, very hard posing. I don't know, yeah, if you learn Tanakh, you know, we know the Tanakh from the Gemori, and the Gemori from the Tisachish. That's the way it works. Yeshivas works like this. I was a professor in Bible many years. I brought in the Bible, you know this, in college. And now I'm retired from Bible, you understand? But in Rashi, Chumash says in Parsha Shmeis, Shet Bayim Yim Chalei Semeshi, Leokim Salmishi, is written without a verb. Rashi, Yim Yim Chalei Semeshi, without a verb, Ma Kalom Is Kashetes, Chob Dari Kishutin, או אמור מטר, אמור ספר שיו, כך תלמיד חכם צורך ריאס בוקי בכל דלת צבורת. You cannot be a תלמיד חכם unless you have בוקי בכל דלת צבורת. מתנך. When I don't want you to take this there, 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 there. Call it up. Now the first thing in Habakkuk. Omad vayimedit eretz. You don't mind, I'll give it down a little bit. You don't mind if I keep it around a little bit?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It brings back memories.
Also a former student of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Omad vayimedit oretz. Ro vayater gi. Literally, it means God surveyed the land and the nation were trembled. Omar of Yisiv, Maho, what did God see? Roshiva Mitzvah Shikibra Aleim Neach, the Lake Kai Kaimo. He saw that what? That the Menoach accepted upon himself the Mitzvah Neach, and they did not fulfill the Mitzvahs. Omat, he stood up, the Yitiralem, and he exempted them from the Sheva Mitzvahs. So the Gemara has his Guri is here. Means that the Bneach are gaining. In Kimo Tzinu Chetein Nisker, the sinner gains. He's exempt from the Sheva Mitzvahs. His Guri is here. He's breaking the law. So he's gaining. Omar Mar Verei Darabon Olema Shafir Mikaimim Eison E Mikabal Esra. Even they are fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvahs, they don't get reward. They don't get Esra. So the Gemara says, "Velei Vasan Remei Minayin Shafir Kiani Levi Mitzrin Lei Nemar El Odon." But Rashi and the word Leima Shafir Mikaimenei say, interesting. Says Rashi Share Eino Mitzuvim, Avo Me'oshon Lepotron. A interest Rashi, a perfect Rashi, the Rashi Zera Vezore as well, that Gimon. Which means that the mitzvahs from Beneach were taken away. But punishment they get. If they are Mekayim, the mitzvah Sheva mitzvah Beneach, they don't get tra. Why? Because they are considered like enemy to the visa. This is a Rashi corresponds with the Shitu Ritvo. Like the Ritvo definition of Beneach. And if they are not Mikayim, they get punishment. And punishment is Bidei Odom. Because Bidei Shemayim says the Gemara in Beitzi, as they are mechuyev afil tariyak mitzvahs. You want to see the Gemara
I'll trust you.
Is Rashi learned me oshon leinches Rashi? The mitzvahs were taken away. What punishment they get if they are not mekayim? And if they are mekayim, they don't get schar reward. Are you following me? Here's the Rashi Navid Zore. Leima Shimika Toro Zulele Tabosami, Eloshein Mitsuvi Lekaimo, Veim Yekaimo Lekabusha. So at this point we have established that the Benoach has no mitzvah, Afilach Matan Tere, we're talking. And his obligation to perform is only one of self defense, so to speak, in order to avoid any punishment. So Rashi in the report both hold that the Benoach is not mitzuve in the Sheva Mitzvah Zachar Matan Tere, only when he becomes the Gerteshev is a mitzuve vase. This is the Shiti Rashi and the report. The report in Makkes and Rashi in Bobikami and Rashi in Avidezar. That what? That nitlu mehema mitzves. The mitzvahs were taken away, Benoach, but may ocean lepotom, but they get punished if they are not Mikayim. If they are Mikayim, they don't get tra.
Right.
Thereby, they are not mitzvahs, they are not obligated to do. However, if they don't Mikayim, they do not fulfill the mitzvahs, they get punishment. Otherwise, it is gure isger, im keimotzinu chechete niska.
if they do something that they weren't mitzvah to do, do they get punished? If they do something that they're not mitzvah to do, do they get punished?
No, punished, no. Okay. That, logically, if they're mikayim, why should they get punished?
I'm saying, is
they
only have...
They don't get tzar. Because they're not mitzvah evasive.
Yeah, but how about Shabbos? How about Shabbos?
But I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that. Okay. Yes.
But if this Ben Noah...
Are you following me? Huh?
No, I'm getting lost.
Why you got lost? You got lost because you came late. You got lost. Those are good students of mine.
What is it?
Why is it getting punished?
Why is getting punished?
Is
Mikhaim the mitzvah? Is not punished. But if it's not Mikhaim,
it
gets punished.
Why? If we said it was taken away, so
this is the halacha from Benech. This is the halacha from Benech. Mitzvahs were taken away.
But,
because there's no they have to save his life. You're not allowed to cheat him. Benech is different.
You cheat him?
Yes.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that if the
we're not talking Akum today, you should know. No, I wanted to know that. Because today, Akum, we meant Akum my Avir Zori. You know, idolatry at that time. You've seen, therefore the Chazal said, you're allowed to kill him, and so forth, to cheat him. Today, Akum is different, because they believe in Trinity, and there's a machlekes among Gidei Lachinim. We are not allowed to believe in Trinity. For us, it's a bit sorry. But for a Goy, if he believes in Trinity, since he believes in God, is many Achinim in the beauty in the Birstrinuch said they are not punished. Many Achim. So therefore, there are a lot of Svarim. I have a Sefer, Deir Vi, and Chum, says it right away in that dummy. You should be aware, you should take cognizance, that the Akum today is different than the Akum before. That is very important for rabbis to know that.
Because the Rambam say it too?
Did
the Rambam say it?
He said it just about Muslims, not Christians.
Yeah,
not Muslims, but not Kiyar Kiyar. This is important. Yes.
So what we're saying is the Akum would not observe any one of the commandments that were taken away from him,
yeah.
He would get punished.
Right.
Why?
Hi. That's the halachi from the Gemara says. That's the halachi. That's the halachi. He has to be kind then. Self-defense. He has to be kind then. A Benayach has to be kind then even the mitzvahs were taken away. Even the mitzvahs were taken away. This is the halachi from Benayach.
He has to become a Torah.
We come to that.
That's
bothers me too, what you're asking. If it bothers the Rambam also. If the mitzvahs were taken away, why should he get punished? If not Muzer, the answer what you gave. Just wait a minute.
So if he becomes a Ger Toshav, then he is mitzvah.
Yeah. Wait.
Okay,
wait.
Okay.
Yes, that's what the Torah says. Right, then he becomes mitzvah evasive. I will now pose a question which emanates from an apparent contradiction between Rabbi Yisef and Bobby Kami and the Gemara Sanhedrin. This you have on tapes, good English. I worked on that. Yeah, I was sitting last night late.
After we left the Chagiga.
They were in my house. They a lot of bochum missing. They took advantage. They ate so much that... that they are out.
Hangover.
Yeah. So they didn't show up. So they were sitting last night and they're preparing a shir. I want to go home and see the Rabbi's shir is...
Don't worry.
Okay. I have a good student. The kashi mine is this. And as a matter of fact, after I finished, and I'll tell you how the Chiddush mine. Usually, I don't look in the Achenim voice. I look in the Rishenim. You know what Rachova said. Either's good, status in Rishenim. Either's nicht good, status in the Achenim. Rachova. At the very end, believe me, trust me. Nefter I was involved in such a kasha, powerful kashin on the Gemara. And after I finished my chiddush, I looked in their semer. It seemed the semer was bothered in three lines. He said exactly what I said, but I said it with more flavor, more elaboration. But the goyin semer, who can compare with the semer? In few lines, he said exactly. And I was very pleased. What is the kashi? My kashi is this. We, according to Rashi in the Ritva, that the mitzvahs were taken away, right? Even after Matan Torah. But my own shalom potter. So they are not mitzvah, b'neach. Sharein mitzvah, it's Rashi, now we saw Rashi, in what we come in, I'm quoting, Leima, Sharein, afim we come in, Sharein mitzvah. What can you say? What else can you say? Rashi Navir Zohar, I told you. Rashi Navir Zohar, Dav Gimo. You were a good student. Rashi Navir Zohar, Rashi Navir Zohar, Dav Gimo, Midav Leima, Shem Mikaimim, Atoro Zulele Tobosom Li, Elo Shein Mitzuvim Likaimim, Veim Yikaimu Likabusha. Exactly what the Ritva said in Makis. They are not mitzvah. They are not mitzvah, therefore they are punished. Therefore, but if they are mekayim, what happened? They don't get tzra. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah, they say, over Agateshov, he's a mitzvah, they say. And get tzra. The Rambam Zot, I quote this. They will echot mechaside umesahelom, ve yeshol chelek lehelom abo. This is Rambam's quotation. Right away, I'll bring the Rambam Miras Noach Berg Ches. Halachi Yudin Yudal. Yes. What is your name? I forgot your name.
David.
Yeah. Were you in my class?
No.
No. It's all right. These are the Rabbi Zelchov. You say that. There was something you can learn, but Rabbi Zelchov can't learn. Arai. Ich kann nicht lernen. Ich habe nicht gelernt, bei der Chorev. Go ahead. You don't mind my kibitzing?
No.
Good.
Someone in Amon
Mitzvah,
he also gets hard, but not like, isn't it
told? If he's not Mitzvah, they say.
What I thought is he gets his hard, but not as much.
Not as much, yeah, because so we find by Yishu, by Pirsamozen, Yishu, the Chechnish Mitzvah, they say, and still you get some tzra, but not like a Mitzvah, they say. Here, here it looks, I would say, Ein Mekav Schar. Bechar. Your observation is a good one. Well, my kash is this. We say that not according to Rashi, the Ritva, what, and they are not Mitzuri. Often Gemori, Sanhedrin, Nun Bob, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Ches, when Gemori deals with the problem from Mitzvot Beneach. That's the source of the mitzvah b'neach. Says the Gemara, "Ko mitzvah shenemor li b'neach v'nishnis b'sinai loze v'loze nemor." Any mitzvah that was said to b'neach and it was repeated on our Sinai, it was given to Israel and to b'neach. So how can Rabbi Yisrael say that what that they're not mitzvah? Achamat
Because
it. What did the Vita mean? I'm coming to that. That El Samir do the Vita. But what does it mean? What does it mean? You are coming to that. What does it mean? You need explanation. Are you following? Yeah. It's a powerful cash. I hope I didn't find anybody to ask this. Hoping Gimor against Rabbisim. And the Ritva says, Aloha ke Rabbi Yisrael v'dine, the Toy Makis. No problem. And the Gemara says, as a kom mitzvah shenemo libneach v'nishni v'sinai, any mitzvah, any commandment that was given to Beneach and was repeated on Anach Sinai, it was given to Israel as well as to Beneach. So there are mitzvah.
If you're going to use that parameter, you have to say that you do not think Beneach cannot eat blood. Animal. Amen, I thought this one they can do, but blood should be Mila, it should be Mila, you can say it was just committed to Avraham Avinu.
All right, then. Emilio's repeated, and Eva Machai is repeated.
But the blood,
you say. Eva Machai is over the Mechai. Talking about the. Blood is also. What?
Right, depending on what the Dam and Machai?
Dam Machai is also no more. Also repeated.
They know what's only given to the Dam and Achai. They take blood out of the live animal. Yeah, that's my blood in here. It isn't the Dam, because it's Dam and Nefesh, so it's the first Dam. Maybe say that they can't eat it now. I'm not saying they're going to take a
smart
to make it either, but...
But it was repeated, those seven mitzvahs, Gilarais was repeated, and Shechazomi was repeated, and Xeli was repeated, and Noi was repeated, and Dini was repeated, and Machai was repeated. All these seven mitzvahs, B'nei, were repeated, and Sinai, and they are mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Kol mitzvah, Shechem, B'nei, Yisrael, B'nei, B'nei, is only twice Roya, not B'nei. Over here, any mitzvah that was given to B'nei, and was repeated to Sinai, Lozeh, V'lozeh, Nemo. It was given to Israel as well as to B'nei. That's a powerful kashi. I didn't find anybody to ask this kashi. I'm coming to your answer, but need elaboration. There is Smith says it in one word, what you say, but nobody, if you don't know the Aloch of your Tishuv and the Rambam, but I'll bring you the Pirush of Nice and Yichun, the Rambam, Yerushalochim, and the entire concept of your Tishuv, then we can understand what you meant. The Smith probably knew what he said, so therefore, in two lines, he said it. There is a Gemori, I don't have the Gemori in Christus, but I have it here. I wrote down, see? One Gemori, you missed it. There is a Gemori in Christus. Toner Abona. I'm going to answer all the questions. The question, what does Kabbalah mean? What do you need with Negimu Chavirin, Sinter Muzer? And the question what we're asking about is against the Gemara of the Karabis, is against the Gemara Sanhedrin. There is a Gemara in Christus. The Gemara says, Tzon Rabon, Gerteshev muter lasis mloche b'shabes le'atzme ki Yisroel b'chele shumei. A Gerteshev, Gemara in Christus that says, a Gerteshev is allowed to do work on Shabbos for himself like a Yisroel chalamei. Chalamei chadobar avut. You understand? So Yisroel is allowed. We assume that you're allowed to do all kind of work, Chalamei. No, only a dobar avut. Yeah. Ki Yisroel bechele shemeit is a gerteshev is allowed to work on Shabbos for himself, not lachirin, as a Yisroel bechele shemeit. Rab Kiva says ki Yisroel beyonde, like Eichon Nefesh. Yisroel Beyontiv is muter, so he is muter like to work on Shabbos for El, like Yisroel Eichon Nefesh. And by the way, there is a Ramban on Alatero that says that what Eichon Nefesh is muter, Yisroel Beyontiv in general, says the Ramban is written in Alatero, Beyontiv is written, Leitzase Avedas Melocho. But Eichon Nefesh is called Melocho, not Avedon. Avedon means Zriocha. Charisho, you know, all kinds of Abidas Molochers, the Lamed says Molochers. Over Eichon Nefesh is not called Avedu, don't go away. Oh, that's from yesterday.
The YouTube button.
Ah?
The YouTube button.
My wife, not me.
She's not a group one.
She prepared too much for you. No. She also prepares, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you say that Rabbi Kesey became a comedian, that's saying a shir? You have a tape? No, okay. So the Ramban said that the Eichon Nefesh is a mloch and not a vilas. Anyway, so that is what Rabbi Kiva swore, was Rabbi Kiva holds that you're allowed to do Ki Yisroel Beyontev. Anyway, so a Gerteshev is allowed to work on Shabbos like a Yisroel Bechel Shemeid or a Ki Yisroel Beyontev. What kind What kind of a pshar is this? What kind of a compliment Gemara is making with regard to Gertation? Is he Muzar al HaShabbos? Then he should not be able to work even for himself. If he's a Abneach, if he's a Goy, then what is the Aloche? Akum Sheshavas, Chai Misi. Are you following? As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara in Yevomes, Memches on the base, like the Russian thesis. Rashi says, Gemara says, Ger Tesho, so Rashi, she kibol of she lay love it abed zori, ve echo neveles, ve ziru a kosova la shabbos, se mechales a shabbos kevi abed zori. So Rashi says that what? As a Ger Tesho is muzer ala shabbos. And if it's mechal of shabbos, it's kevi abed zori. Nu, what's the question?
You just said no.
Right. So Tesis is right away. Eish is in Moshe Kerem Chalmet. Tesis is simpler. Aku Sheshavas Chai Misi. Aku Sheshavas Chai Misi. Benir Sheshavas Chai Misi.
But that may be only Akum. Maybe Gertosh is not really concerned.
Wait. What is it? What is the Gertosh? I'm coming to that. And then Tesis is another Kashi. So you have more than seven mitzvahs. In case of cases, the question can official of seven mitzvahs. And we give more certain that we saw much of seven mitzvahs that communicate here. So you have more than seven mitzvahs. So these are two questions. First of all, how come she shows high mitzvahs and the Gemara increases? So I come to say this. But before to explain the rabbinic Gershon, we need a Pirsch of Shnai Shlechum. I teach Chum, so that's why I know the Pirsch of Shnai Chum so well. So I said the ambiguity as to the nature of a Ger Teshuv is greatly illuminated by an explanation provided by rabbinic Gershon in Christus. And also B'shem HaTesis, the rabbinic Gershon is daf Yud in Christus, and the Tesis is daf Tes in Christus. Says the Rabbi Nigir, I'm quoting him, Ke Yisroel b'chele shomeet, Kleima, Kivu sheyesh bo k'tzaz gerus, Einei se kom locho b'shabes, Elo im eile ma sheyechav o yedov robot. Comes the Rabbi Nigir with a new idea. A gerteisho is a mikzaz gerus. A gerteideg is do mili und twili in kapolas mitzvahs. A Gertishov is not a goy, what you want to say. It's not a Yisroel, it's not a Gertzedek. But a Gertishov is a ger bifnei atzme. A new kind of girls. Mixas girls. Therefore, he's allowed to do work for himself only ke Yisroel b'chele shemeid or ke Yisroel beyond him. What does it mean, the Rabbeinu Gershon? Mixed girls. So we have to come to something else. There is a pirush of Shnayes in Gita Noshe, very important one. Are you following me? Okay.
Does this answer Rashi?
This will answer Rashi Gomez. And this will answer what we Tesis Kashi, if this Kashi on Rashi Bomes, and this will also explain the Rabbeinu Gershon, what does it mean Mikzas Gerus, and the entire concept of Ger Teshuv. The Rabbeinu Gershon is actually talking about Yisroel, but the Rambam in Yod HaZoko applies the same concept to a Ger Teshuv. Where is the Pirsh Shnai? Before the Rosh or after the Rosh? Huh?
After the Rosh.
Okay. See? Learned something. Oh. der da Mishnah in Gidanoshe. Zu Gidanoshe ist nicht mit Terror oder viel mit mehr. Der Rabbon sagt, dann kam es, der Gidanoshe, steht auch okay, in Jechum in Israel, Gidanoshe, dann kam es, der Abki mit Terror, aber nicht mit mehr. Und Rabbi Yudis says, nee, gar mit mehr. Because Rabbi Yudis says, because Rabbi Yudis says, oh, nee, bitte, nee, bitte, Rabbi Yudis, immer mit mehr. Und Rabbi Yudis says, weil ich bin im Jakob nicht, der Gidan Hashem. Weil da ihm bin mit mehr, mit mehr, so da, 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 ממילא ידוי, סודר יצא גידן, מה שיש תיודר, זה אפילו ביטמיו. אומר לי חכומים, בסיני נאמר, אלו שנכתב בקימי. אקשר להתפוסד בסיני, בו די ריקורדת, די יצא גידן נושה, in the proper place where it happened ביעקב ובינו, אוקי נייחל מישראל גידן נושה. And that Mishnah says the Rambam. And in what Ram says, don't make it between Rabbi Yud and the Chachomim. They seem lipcho alikar agodin. Watch yourself, said Rambam. They seem lipcho alikar agodin. Anichlar b'mishna zez, v'yu, ma she'omar b'sinai netzar lefi shatari solodas, she'kor ma she'onu machikim o eisim ayim, everything what we do today, einonu eisim elu b'mitzes ha'kodesh b'ruchu, I de Meshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom. Leish HaKosh Baruch Hu Omar Zeh Linevim Shalifonov. Kegein. Zeh Shein Onu Eichlim Eivam Menachai. Einem Mipnei HaKosh Baruch Hu Osar. Lineach. Elofi Shemeshe Osar Aleinu Eivam Menachai. Bameshe Tzivu Bishinai Sheizkaim Isar Eivam Menachai. Ukmechein. אינו נומלין מפני שאברהם הובינו אולו פשור ומול עצמי ואין שם פייסי. אלא מפני שהקדוש ברוך הוא ציווה יסון על ידי משה רבינו, שנימו כמי שמול אברהם הובינו אולו פשורים. וכן גיד אנושי אינו נו איך למחה איסו יקי הובינו, אלא מיצס משה רבינו אולו פשורים. עלי תראה מה שאומרו תאריק מיצס נמול משה מסינם וכל אלה מכלל המיצס, שבמיצס זו אולו בית יבונה תאריק מיצס. So here the Rambam talks about Israel. What is the Rambam coming from Chadesh? The Rambam comes from Chadesh. That what we are also to Abraham and Achai, not because God said to through the Nevi'im before in the time of Neah, and that what we have to have Milo, not because God said to Avraham Avinu to circumcise, and that what Yaakov Avinu also is not because God said to Yaakov not to eat Gidanoshe through the Nevi'im, but what do you have to do? What there is a Reb Menachai, there is a mitzvah from Milo, and there is a Gidanoshe? Because God made us known the Torah ay de Meshe Rabbein. So whatever we do, it's not because God said through the Nevi'im, but only Mashe Tzivo Batero al de Meshe Rabbeinu. Just a minute. And this is by Israel. And the Ramban in Perek Ches Yiniches Melochim Aloche Yud Yudalev says like this. Meshe Rabbeinu Leinche Latero Vamitzvos Elo LeYisrael. Shenema Meroshet Gilas Yaakov Chol Haretzel Lizgayer משרומס, כן, אבל מי שלא אין רצה, אין כפן. וכן ציבו משה רבינו מפי הגבורו, we have to explain this רמב״ם, לא כפס כל בו אלו לקיים מיצה שניצב ובניח. We are מחויב to force them to מקו וזין the מיצות בניח. וכל מי שלא יקבו יאורג. They are מקבו איסום. And the one who is mikavu ua nikro gir teshov v'chol mokir v'itzorech likavu lo b'fnei shlei shol chavirim v'chol ha-mikavu lo v'lomei v'oba lo sheni yosu chedish v'lei mol ha-reiz de kiminu. Then the Rambam says kol ha-mikavu sheva mitzes, and look how the Rambam is nudayek v'nizar niskevo la-seison ha-reizim v'chaside u-mesailom v'yesh lo chelek le-ilom abo v'yu The Rambam emphasizes. Vihu sheikabuleisum yikabuleisum v'yasin esom mishnetzivu bohema akolish bohu batero v'yideinu ha'idimei sherabenu shebeneach mitkidim nitzavu abu imosom mitnei echa adas eze gertesho v'enim v'chassid edu muselam. The same halacha the Rambam said to Israel, the same halacha the Rambam said that what v'akertesho, that what the akertesho, what is halacha min gertesho? That he has to make kavod zayin b'fnei shlish rabbeinu, and he has to make kavod zayin what? He has to make kavod zayin ha'idimei sherabbeinu. Ha'idimei sherabbeinu. B'fnei shetzivu b'tero, ha'idimei sherabbeinu. As by Yisrael the halachi, the same thing is by Gertesha. And that is the pshat of miksas gerus. Miksas gerus, b'ger tzedek yidom milo tirin gil kavod zmitzes. B'ger tesho, is the halachi from kavod. Yes, where do you have Kabbalah? This is what Rabbi. Actually, what the Rambam says, "We who she Kabbalah is of Yasem, she tziv well, can go better by the Ilai Dei Meisher." So, what's the difference between a Benayach and a Gertesha Benayach the Chosom mitzvah bekeidem? Omar Rav Yese, Omar Dvi Tironem. Because in Kedem Matteri is what was the aloch is over Zon Kabbalah. That was Me'adishem Aydei Anevi. That is not a Gertesha. But when there is Kabbalah, Bifnei Shleish HaVerin, it is a Mitzas Gerus, Videin Aydei Meshavenu, it is Lozev Lozev Nemo, then it becomes a Gertesha, and then Yesh Tochel Ekvayinu Mardo, and it's considered a Chassidah Umeseyom. So I want to make sure this. There are two dinim. One is the Azevi by Yisroel is a lochi sigve matn teri kabol satiri. By Yisroel is a matn teri kabol satiri. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, kofa le mati gigis, bo ma im tikavu satiri mute, bim la shom teki rasim, says the Gemara mikan, me doi rabbi la rasim, chai, says the Gemara oda bikivu machashver. Is a lochi in Kabole, that if you are not mikavu, the mitzvah satiro by Yisroel is not mechuev. If it not, without Kabbalah by Israel, it wouldn't be mechuyev to, that is a chidush. It wouldn't be mechuyev to observe the mitzvahs. Dos halochi from Kabbalah. Kabbalah, ager, usually we think agerus means, gerus means milut, vilo, dos is the maisa agerus, and Kabbalah is mitzvah, dos is yahadu, dos is etzum yahadu. No. Maisa agerus is enough milut vilo. But Kabbalah is a tnai, a condition, the chiyuvi ha-mitzvah shebatero. And it has to be Aydei Meish Rabbeinu. As by Israel, it has to be Aydei Meish Rabbeinu. The same thing about Gerteshov. It's the halochi from Kabbalah. And that's what the Rambam says. Shetzivu, v'niza, v'hu shikabu esu, v'yas esu, v'shetzivu v'makosh v'hu batero, v'yideinu Aydei Meish, he notify, he let us know, Aydei Meish Rabbeinu. It means loze, v'loze nemo. Ah, you have kashi, abeneach edoch mitzuve, abeneach edoch mitzuve, anyway, the answer is this, Omad, says Rabbi Yisev, Omad, and after Makuteri, the halacha is that what it has to be Kabbalah. Then is the chiyuv from mitzvah satira. Are you following me? That is miktas gerus. It cannot be a ger tzedek because a ger tzedek is lay molbri lay tova. It cannot be a ger tzedek. Is not considered akum because tzchah miktas gerus. How does the miktas gerus function? How does it work? It works like this. If the gertesha is mikabu, the mitzvah, not because God said to the meneach. No, God said what? That I demeshe, we have to observe the teir, I demeshe rabbeinu. That answers all the question what I raised before. The question is, what's made Kabbalah? What do you need Kabbalah? What do you need with the Shlech Chaverim? What is the Rav Gershom mean, Mitzvah Geres? And what does Rashi says as a Gertesha is Muzar al Shabbos? Now it's very simple. A Gertesha is Muzar al Shabbos because a Gertesha is not a Beneach. Tesis loins up the teacher with a binia, therefore Tesis Lazia as the Kashi, Akum Shishov's high missing. Oberashi loins that Akatesha is not a binia. Agatesha visa is a mix as Gerus. And the mix as Gerus is functions because as the way the Rambam Pirshav Shnai, the Rambam Min Perikres, Iris Morin, that what, whatever Agatesha or Israel does, has to do because Tzivon Batera is the Mishra Venum. And there is a loch from Kabbalah. That answers the question from Kabbalah. You have to accept. How do you have to accept the mitzvot all the Mishra Beno? If you don't know Kabbalah, there's no chiyuv. If there's no Kabbalah, there's mikayim. No Kabbalah is not a mitzvah beise. If it's mikabum and mikayim, then it's a mitzvah beise. And the Rambam calls it the echot mechaside umseilom veyeshu chelakayim abor. You have a question. Are you following me? That all the questions are answered. You had it.
I have a question.
Is that answered?
Yeah.
Huh?
I didn't have a question.
You didn't have a question. Is that answered? That fits what you said, Omer ben Vitiron now. Why the Omer ben Vitiron? Because it was abolished. Because it was the Kabbalah. Because God sent it to Benir through the Nevi'im. Oh, Kabbalah was not there. Now I come and see that the attention of the Rambam is that the Kabbalah is not present. That is the Kabbalah. Like Yerus is a loch from Mishpat Ksiva, is a loch from Bezin, it's the same thing like attention. Since the Rambam Gershon says, I'm mixed as girls, you have to have Kabbalah, with the Shreish Rabbein. What kind of Kabbalah? I demand Shreish Rabbeinu. We then are the if he accept the mitzvahs, I demesh rabbeinum, then we need the assistance of the Rambam, then it's considered a gerteshuv, and the yesho chelot le'elom abo.
You're saying he has to accept it because it comes from Moshe, or
can he? Oh, I accept it because he accepts all the shel mitzvahs I dem b'neach. And there can be Mishnah bothered with the Rambam, and there can be Mishnah bothered with the Rambam. Where did the Rambam say such a thing? The Rambam says the chayin tzivu mesh rabbeinu piagur lokin es kol bo eilom rikabu mitzvah shenitzavu neir. Where is the work of Rambam? The Rambam says it's a good svore, the Rambam says, but he hasn't got a source to that. No. Agertesha means, as by Israel, says the Rambam, you do a matan teri and Kabbalah satiri, and without Kabbalah satiri, there's no chiyuv mitzvah, that's the chiyuv. The same thing is by Agertesha. The Agertesha, Yehesheva mitzvah v'neach, but he needs Kabbalah. And then, what kind of Kabbalah? Not because God said before, Omer Avyesu v'itirom. That was abolished the mitzvah shenitzavu neach before through the Nevi'im. That was abolished. That's what Rashi says. Nitu mema mitzvah. That's what Ritva says. Nitu mema mitzvah. That was abolished. What was it now when is mikavu the mitzvah mitzvahs? I the meisher rabbeinu shetzivum batero. That means loze veloze nemro. Then is considered a regular gerteshuv, and then yesh echad mechasidus umeirom, and yesh echel erig mavor.
First of all, where was Rav Yosef?
Rav Yosef Bobukam, that from Tres.
Okay, and also, what about the Gemara in Krisis that we said that?
That now it's good Gemara in Krisis. The Gemara makes up short because it's not a real gertzedek.
Right.
It's not a real Israel, but he is allowed to do what only last made, the Israel bechelet shemeid. Ha ha, that's what the Rambam Gershon says. What kind of shor it is he considered that Yisroel shouldn't work at all? Is that goy? Is Akum Sheshov Chai missing? No, a goy is not. A goy is not.
Right.
However, he can do some work, le'atzme, even a shav, because a dover, like a dover over, Yisroel b'chel Hashem made.
Would Rashi agree with that? Because Rashi was saying, Rashi was saying a ger toshav is muzar on Shabbos. How could he say it's mashma? Then you can't do anything. Rashi says ger toshav muzar on Shabbos, and we see increases. He can do it. He can't do anything except latzmo. But that doesn't. Does that make sense?
That's a good kashi. I'll answer you.
Okay,
that's a good kashi. He asks the kashi in according the way. Actually, you don't ask on me. He asks on the Gemara.
Okay.
Actually, you ask on the Gemara.
Right.
Gemara.
Well, I'm really asking on Rashi.
Yeah, I know. You're asking actually not on me. You're asking on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kisroi b'chel shemeid, or Kisroi b'yotim. And the Rashi says, as Muzar al-Shabbos.
Right.
That's a very good question. I'll answer you. Okay.
Well, why is he mussar on Shabbos at all? If he's like, if it's only the Shabbat misses and they know what he's talking about, that we're talking about the Devar Kabbalah.
Yes.
How do they Mekabel the other misses?
No. So they're yes, why is he Muzar on Shabbos?
Why is he Muzar on Shabbos?
Oh, Dr. Rashi, sorry, we have to add this. How do we answer the second Kashi of Thesis? Thesis, they ask two Kashis. One Kashi is Akum Shabbos Chai Misi. So we answer that is not considered Akum. It's not a Benea, it's a Gertation. Because Kabbalah is the Mishrabbeinu. But this is a Kashi of more than Sheva Mitzvahs. There are more than Sheva Mitzvahs if it's Muzar on Shabbos. That Kashi still remains? We didn't answer? So I want to say this. It bothered me when Rashi says, in Yevamos, says Rashi, Beizra Koz Hashem, the Mechal Shabbos came with that story. What does Rashi mean by this? Muzar Shabbos!
Yeah.
Because
he's not the,
he's Mechui Hashem, Mitzvah
Shabbos, because it's like Avodah Zarah,
Avodah Zarah is Bech Muzar. Muzar is Sheva Mitzvah. Is actually, why does Rashi have to emphasize Kevod Avodah Zarah? Mechal Hashem, Muzar Shabbos, that's it. The Rashi had something else. Mechal Hashem is Kevod Avodah Zarah. The Torah is not from the point of view of real Shabbos. There's Muzar Shabbos because of the point of view of David Avid Zori. And Avid Zori is a Muzar. It is not the Sheva Mitzvahs. Mimel is good, the Gemori, Kisroel Bechel Shemei, Kisroel Beyond is not actually Muzar al Shabbos like a Israel Gomur. No, it's Muzar al Shabbos because Amchal is a Shabbos, it's Rashi, it killed Avid Zori. It mainly, it comes from the point of view of Muzar al Avid Zori. And that is part of the Sheva Mitzvah Veneach.
Avod Zara.
Yes. And that is good, the Gemara makes that clear, Kisroel Bechel Shemei. And that's what Rashi said, Muzar al Shabbos, not Muzar al Shabbos, Kisroel Takimamesh. The Gemara makes a compromise. Since the mixes gerus, therefore you have that compromise, but not Muzar Hashav ki Yisroel Gomur, it's Muzar Hashav because ki Eivet Avin Yisroel. So you have three dinim. Muzar Hashav is Mamesh Yisroel Gomur, Muzar Hashav is in a sense, ki Eivet Avzo Bat Yatesho, and Baben Neach is the Akum Shem Shobos Chai Misi.
Many years ago, I heard a shiur from Leon, from your brother.
Yeah.
I may not be clear on it, so you can correct me if you know about it, or just say, you know, I don't know about it. He quoted literature, halakhic literature that's coming out of Eretz Israel, that proposed that a possible solution to the whole Yehudi's controversy, the law is to consider the concept of Ger Tosha.
Yeah.
These people who are not complete gay. You know, let's say...
I don't know what
means. He has to go court to the right and shit that get
turned. But now,
but if you're saying it has to be with Nei Bezin, then it's
not
reform,
it wouldn't be here. And now it's good to Rambam, the Machlik, the Rambam to Ravitz. The Rambam says, I have the teacher is Marsha Yuni. And the Rambam Ravitz says, I feel with one of the teacher. Because the Rambam learned that what is the teacher that makes us girls. And what is a Gertesha has to be the Mishabin, and that is a Gertesha. Maybe Zavki Dalvochi, this man Shayevu. There's no Yevu, there's no Geos. You understand by Gertesha. Therefore, it's Manazay Mikabim. Oh, but Arabi learned that Tesis in Yevomis. Arabi learned that what as a Gertesha is like a Goy. If a Goy is Shema Mitzvah, a Goy is Shema Mitzvah, is a few with Manazay, is alright. Therefore, I feel with man shayla yivneig is also good. I the Gemara Eicha says that with man shayla yivneig we learn out from the Yeshua from Eretz Dibri the dinim from what Yehu has there's no gertation. But with carbon gertation I feel with man as the says the Rabbi because a gertation called the Rabbi is like treating woman is considered a goy mamish.
And a guy by even by Yovel Shein.
Even with man shayla yivneig a goy shima mitzvahs. In kind of a mitzvah, so he's in the carbon.
Does he get schar?
No.
Are we saying that, like...
We have time. I have... Is that all right?
I'm still not... Can I ask you a few questions? I'm not...
Go ahead.
We said that Rashi... We said, L'chal Shabbos Kovet Avodah Zarah. So we said we learned three things from these. He's Muzar on Avodah Zarah, the Ger Toshav, right?
Yeah.
Like what? He's Muzar on Ger Toshav like a what? Like a
Ger Toshav is what?
He's Muzar on Avodah Zarah.
He's Muzar... If a Ger Toshav is Muzar on Avodah Zarah, that is included when the Sheva Mitzvah is been there.
Right. That's one. Okay. Then he said he's not Muzar on Shabbos like a Yisrael Gomer.
Well,
so how
right.
do we get that? I don't understand from the law.
Did you get more in Christus? The more he says, Dr. Agateshov is only allowed to work for himself, he is
right, okay.
And
or
then,
like
in
Yom Shom.
Or the Yom Shom.
Right. Uh-huh.
Interesting, the Rambam says, the Rambam says in Perke, in Yitzhutzei, Halokhe, he says, the Rambam, Yisroel Shor Agateshov, or the Agateshov Shor Agateshov is daily, there is Golef. Why? If he kills that boy, there's no gale. So you see from the Rambam, but the Rambam helped like a Gershon, the Gershon is a mix of gales, and it's a loch from Kaboli, with the Vezum, with the Retroy Marquez, the Gibraham is Vezum, Mimeli, and it doesn't, I demish Rabin, that is the mix of gale. It doesn't Kabbalah smithes, without Kabbalah smithes, not considered a Gershon yet. Otherwise, Benir, Dr. Rabbi, so Omar Beitiron, without. It doesn't a Kabul, and the Kabul doesn't, I diminish of being like Israel.
So according to the Rambam, if we say the Ger Toshev is like Mrs. Geras, so we could say that when Yovel, they know no hey, there's no din of Ger Toshev.
Huh?
There's no Ger Toshev as Manazek, according to the Rambam.
Yeah.
That's because why? There's no din of Ger Toshev as Manazek, according to the Rambam.
The Rambam, because the Ger Toshev is a loch from Gerus, and Gerus
right.
is only with Mosha Yibonek.
Gerus
by Ger Toshev.
Oh, Gerus by
Gerus. Gerus is only with Mosha Yibonek.
And according to Raivid, Ger Toshev is like a
Zion. I have published in 1978. The commentator published mine. So, if you, since we have time, I would like to read this before you. I don't know if you read it that time.
It's a long time ago. What is it? From what?
It is in 1978. It is feeding to Hanukkah, and it's a good mamma, good at Rosh also, if you need. And but this is good next week, Parshvachi, and it's good in general. If you want, if you don't want it, then we'll be finished. I spoke an hour, more than an hour. Yes, if you maybe you read it, maybe.
I must have read it, but I forgot.
You hear my brother's rushes.
No, the RCNJ, New Jersey, spoke to me.
I have here, it's a beautiful article. And you'll enjoy it. I enjoy it. in the beginning of Parshas Baaleisra, it'll take about 15, 20 minutes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of Parshas Baaleisra, Aaron is instructed to light the candles the opposite of the menorah. The Ramban, quoting the Medrash, asked, why, the famous Ramban, why was the Parshat HaMenorah placed in such a proximity to Parshat Chanukah Sanisim? The Ramban gives an answer. Aaron was disappointed because neither he nor his Shevet participated in Chanukah Sanisim. Therefore, God reassured him that there would be another Hanukkah in which his descendant, the Achashmenoim, would participate, and the lighting of the candles in the Mishkan is a remes to the lighting of the Hanukkah candles. This you should record it.
It's recorded.
Good. In class, I don't. Why? Because I'm keeping it around a little bit, so I don't want to spread it around the kids. It doesn't give a shear, it's just kidding around. But now I'm serious. The Abavanel remarks that the seven blazing Hanukkah candles symbolize the seven chokmas of the world. And the menorah itself represents the Torah. This brings to mind the Talmudic passage, a famous game, Im Yimalach Odom Yesh Torah Bagim Al Tamid. Im Yimalach Odom Yesh Chochma Bagim Tamid. If one will say to you that the Torah exists among the nations of the world, don't believe it. Obviously, this raises the question, what is the difference between Torah and Chochmah? Chochmah may be defined as the wisdom attributed to materialistic concepts and values. It examines the profound aspects experienced by the mind, which find its application in worldly concepts. Our 20th century mechanized society constantly stands on the threshold of new scientific discoveries. Our eyes have beheld the miraculous human discoveries which have produced cures for the ills of mankind. Technology, development in the field of physics and chemistry, all these stem from the wisdom which emanates from the mind. Man's supreme intellect is responsible for human progress. Torah emphasizes the spiritual and the moral and ethical qualities of human existence. Torah is the wisdom of the heart and mind. It is the soul which is confronted. Thus, a direct communication between God and man is sought. The relationship between man and man is all important. Torah is constantly motivated from the depths of an existential understanding of God, and therefore this encounter emanates from specific human attributes, love, kindness, justice, compassion, and holiness. The relationship between man and man, and man and God, all this is considered Torah. The benodom lechaviro and benodom lamokim, that is Torah. Torah deals with the ethical aspects, and Chochmah deals with things, and Torah deals with the ethical values of your. Our generation is controlled by science. Many exclaim that science is everything and man is nothing. Ethics and morality are expressed in terms of atoms and molecules. Human morality is challenged by nuclear invention which threatens to destroy our very existence. To meet this awesome challenge, the Torah loudly proclaims that man cannot exist on science alone. We are not animals developed in laboratory test tubes. We dare not be creatures directed by the spirit of mechanical robots bent upon bringing darkness to a civilized world. Torah seeks the divine light amidst evil and chaos caused by today's mechanized existence. Science proudly exclaims that we are concerned only with the wisdom of the mind. Technology, mass production, invention, these are important. Nothing else dares take precedence. Our Torah profoundly ushers in sanity to an era which prophesies its own destruction. Yes, science is important. Invention should be sought. Technology must be developed. However, the world cannot exist on science alone. We have produced a mechanized world which has nurtured a civilization intent on crushing its own soul. Civilization's greatest fault is that it refuses to recognize the fact that the world built upon mechanistic theory alone attempts to dethrone the Torah and thus upholds morality and ethics. The masters of science exemplified by the Nazi technology corrupted the world, bringing turmoil and chaos in its path. The greatest scientists of that decade proved that their souls were created by nefarious dictators fashioned in the image of cruelty. It is the Torah which nullifies this type of behavior. We are not beasts. We are human beings created in the image of God. We cannot and must not accept the premise that civilization exists in a foundation of matter alone. The wisdom of things, the discovery of materialism, the world must be based upon a combination of both matter and Torah, the wisdom of the soul and the spirit of the heart. And I'm bringing something which I heard from my father, his idea. A classical Talmudic passage exemplifies this concept. Rabbi said, Tagimor in Sanhedrin, Achar ador meile leishov yorobo midarki, says the Gemara, Melamed shetofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebigdei sheYerobo minivot, and he said, Chazer b'chor, ani ve'ata u'benisha nitayu b'gan Eden. God, you know, God grabbed Yerobo minivot's beged, and he said, Du tshuvi, Chazer b'chor, you and I and David HaMelech, we're walking on Eden. That's good company. Repent. And Yerobim says, Mi Barosh, who comes first? So God says, Ben Yisha Barosh. Dov HaMelech comes first. Yochi says, Yerobim, like Bini, I don't want it. To answer this question, we must reanalyze Yerobim's personality. He was a revolutionary king of 10 tribes, renowned for his brilliance, intellect, and social reformation. Rav Nachman says, Gemara in Sanhedrin describes his intellect. The Bible states that the prophet Achiyoah Sheleini met him on the road, and Yerobim was covered with a Salmo Chadosho, with a new garment. What was the new garment? What is the new garment was he referring to? Just says the Gemara, as a new garment has no defect, so was Yerobim's scholarship without defect. Another Tani says that he expounded a new teachings never heard before. Yerobim was a proven social reformer. He chastised King Solomon for closing the breaches in the wall originally created by King David. In order to exact tolls for the benefit of Pharaoh's daughter, King Solomon created a situation in which visitors to Jerusalem were forced to taxation for his privilege. It was obvious that Yerobim fought for justice on behalf of the people of Israel. Because of this, he merited the kingship. However, Yerobim was eventually punished for reproving King Solomon publicly. And vice Rabin, if Jeroboam's intention was truly benevolent, he would never have embarrassed a king in public. Dignity and diplomacy were replaced with conceit and ambition. Jeroboam was so overconcerned with materialism that his own conceit blinded his wisdom. He turned to idol worship, the worship of materialism, in contrast to devotion on behalf of Judaism and God. God pleads with Jeroboam, repent, I need you, Jeroboam. Your wisdom is great and has the potential to improve the lot of mankind. All your social reformation, however, must be bound together with spiritual wisdom. Materialistic wisdom can only lead to idol worship and eventually destruction. All your efforts are important. The wisdom of the mind and the wisdom of the Torah can combine to better mankind. However, the wisdom of David must take precedence. Jerome refuses to accept this guidance. He instead challenges God by asking, what comes first, Mi Barosh, Chochmah or Torah? What will guide the world's destiny? And God answers that the Torah must always take precedence. The Torah is the basis of the world's wisdom. Jerome defies God and thus causes his own defeat. This story helps us to understand the incident in Parsha Vayechi, in which Jacob laid his hand on the head of Ephraim and blessed him more than his brother, although he was the youngest son of Joseph. Menashe, as explained by the commentator, served as administrator of Joseph's house. He was the interpreter there when Joseph met his brethren. He was fluent in numerous languages and an expert in political and military affairs. In contrast, Ephraim was the student of Torah who studied with his grandfather Jacob in the Yeshiva of Goshen. Menashe represented Chochmah. Ephraim represents Torah. When Joseph presented his two children before Jacob, Joseph believed that the birthright belonged to Menashe, and thus the blessing with the right hand was in order. Ephraim, in contrast to Menashe, who represented materialistic power, seemed not to deserve the birthright. For after all, power seems more important than Torah knowledge. Jacob declares that just the opposite is true. The birthright must be given to the student of Torah. Jacob loudly proclaims, Vayimoyeno vayimer, yodati v'ni yodati, gamu yielom, v'gamu yigdam, v'olom ochava koten yigdam emenu. Menashe is important, Yerobim is important, technology is important, invention is important, science is important, mother is important, all these we need. We can create a Gan Eden. I know how to evaluate the importance of Chochmah. Menashe will also become important, but his brother is of primary importance. It is the Ben Torah that will eventually protect and save Judaism. In order for Judaism to survive, the combination of the wisdom of the heart must be cemented into one unit. After all, the prosecuting Baal Isra says that the seven candles which represent the Chochmah must be directed towards the menorah which represent Torah. Only by uniting Chochmah with Torah can we create a Gan Eden in which all humanity can walk in peace and security.
One question. How do you fit into your vision of
Torah
and Chochmah? No, Torah and Chochmah. Yeah. The Goyim quest for spirituality and, you know, religious expression and ethics. They're also great.
You know, they express, but they don't practice. Let me come in. If the world were able to see 6 million Jews were killed, and Roosevelt and Churchill didn't take care, and they promised they didn't take care, and the world is still talking about Israel, day and night they're speaking in the United Nations about Israel, and only to hurt Israel, and so much anti-Semitism is going on in the world and in America, in a sense, you cannot say that the world is Mikhaim, the Sheva Mitzvah Veneer.
I'm not saying the question.
So they educate, but they don't practice. We say that the God said Chochmah is important. Yes, Chochmah is important if you practice, if you combine this Chochmah.
But we said even Chochmah, because they should Chochmah Yiras Hashem. So even Chochmah is in the beginning.